Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Why aren't you looking at me while I perform over here?
Didn't know you were.
The Bee Gees. I've got both arms spread out. I'm jamming to this.
And enjoy it.
If there was a female in this building right now, I'd ask her to dance during this song. Watch them come through that door in a minute. Taking
this
me up
is
on
so
that.
Bad.
How deep is your love from the Bee Gees from the Saturday Night soundtrack? All right. Good news. We have just confirmed in the split second almost. We've confirmed Merrill Teller to come on our show.
Merrill's coming on today. What time?
Well, I got to confirm that.
Okay, well, good luck.
I'm doing this as we, and I'm mistyping,
just
making typos.
Go to our guest.
Who is our guest?
Lavelle.
I'm so wrapped up in this Merrill Teller thing. Lavelle, I'm sorry about that. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just trying to figure out why Wichita Radio wants to talk about the Minnesota Twins.
Well, you know what? I don't know that I have a good answer. We are putting this under the umbrella of our American League Central previews. How's that?
Oh, I gotcha.
There
all
you
right.
go. Because we do obviously have Royals people in our community, and we have Twins people, too. And I have made...
Do you know any?
Oh, of course. One of my good friends growing up is a big Twins fan. I am under the impression and the opinion that the Twins are going to push the Cleveland Indians right to the finish this year. Am I crazy?
Not necessarily, but I think some things are going to have to break right for that to happen. I think the Twins have made some nice additions during the offseason, adding Jonathan Scope and Nelson Cruz and Blake Parker to help out the bullpen and C.J. Cron to play first base. They've done some nice things. The offense is going to be intriguing because they're going to hit a little bit. They need some more on-base percentage presence, I think. The big question is going to be the bullpen. They're going to rely on a lot of people they brought back from a year ago. They really, you know, even though there are a lot of relievers with good track records available on the free agent market, the Twins chose to pretty much fill in their bullpen from within, except other than the Parker signing. So I'm curious to see how this bullpen is going to work out. But Cleveland cut payroll. They may have the least productive outfield in the league, and they're at a position where I think Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor were both right at 8 WAR apiece last year. If something happens to one of those two guys, and Lindor's already starting the season under the disabled list, even though maybe just for a couple weeks, and you had the injury scare with Jose Ramirez yesterday when he fouled up off his leg and had to get carted off. So those guys cannot miss an extended period of time. I mean, they have a great starting rotation, but good starting pitching can cover up for deficiencies elsewhere on a team. But if something happens long-term to Ramirez or Lindor, then that door could crack open and a team like the Twins could sneak in there.
So can Eddie Rosario be the best player on a playoff team, or does Buxton or Kepler, or I guess maybe even from a hitting standpoint, Nelson Cruz have to be that guy? Or is it just, can it be a by committee? And like you said, this team's going to hit. They're probably going to hit with power. Is that going to be good enough?
Well, I do think they have a young core here of Eddie Rosario, Max Kepler, Jorge Polanco, and Jose Barrios, the opening day starter. I think if they make a collective step forward, that would be huge for this team. The fact that Byron Buxton, I think, played 28 games and hit like 160, I think you have to ignore him until he proves he needs to be paid attention to. So anything that Buxton does, and I'm saying like 240 or above, would definitely help that team because his speed will impact the game defensively. And I think if he could bat 240, he'd probably be on the base enough to raise hell as well. So I don't know if one guy has to be the star of the team. I think two or three guys can assume that role. Bringing in Nelson Cruz, cagey veteran, wise old man who can kind of guide them a little bit will definitely help in the background. Definitely help with the precocious Miguel Sano, who's coming back from a cut on the back of his foot. And that's someone that Eddie Rosario can learn from as well. So I don't know if Eddie could take over or if Kepler could take over, but I think as a tandem or as a group of three or four guys, they can take on a role and lead the club.
Lavelle Neal, our guest. He covers the Minnesota Twins for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. We've talked about all the improvements the Twins made. They went out and they got guys to come in. They've got a lot of power. Was there a particular signing that made you kind of raise your eyebrows and say, man, that's a pretty bold move for the Twins?
Well, I think it was the Cruz signing. It's funny, when Jonathan Scope was non-tendered by the Brewers, I immediately thought that the Twins would be a great pickup for him. You know, there's a belief that he played the second half of the season with an oblique strain, and he didn't want to use it as an excuse. And he just wasn't the same hitter. Apparently, they love how he looks in camp this year. So I thought that was a solid move for them. But getting someone like Nelson Cruz, who, you know, at age 37 is going to want to get in a situation where he has a chance to win. He went over the Twins roster and saw the young talent and liked what he saw, and that kind of influenced his decision. I guess he had a chance to sign with the Rays as well, but he chose the Twins. And the Rays won over 90 games last year, you know, and the Twins didn't, but he picked the Twins. So that says something where he thinks the program is headed. So that was the one that kind of stuck out to me. I mean, Scope was timely. You know, C.J. Crown was timely, too. A guy who hit 30 home runs, put out waivers. You know, I think the Twins wanted to take advantage of that. So, but the Cruz one, I think, is the one that says, hey, here's a guy who is the leading home run hitter in Major League Baseball over the last 5 years, agreeing to join Minnesota. I think that was the move that got some people's attention.
Where does Marwin Gonzalez fit in after Sano returns? Can he remain at third base if the franchise remains sort of down on Sano, or he's not proving himself, or is he going to get most of his bats at shortstop? He's going to play a lot. We know he can play just about everywhere, but where mostly do you think Marwin will play?
Yes, Rocco Baldelli has described Marwin as an everyday positional player. So he is going to play maybe twice a week at third, twice a week at second, once a week in outfield, once a week at short. And he's going to move around and play, you know, four or five times a week at different positions. And there, according to their plan, he will be able to get 450 plate appearances. So they think it's going to work out with him not having, like, a defined position. Someone's going to get nicked. Someone's going to get banged up. You know, Sano is probably going to start the season on the DL. So there's plenty of bats available for him at third base, you know. And that could change throughout the season, no matter what the position is, because he could play it. So, and the theory here with the Twins is that, you know, you bring a guy off the bench and, like, his WAR is, like, half or 1.1 or whatever. And Marwin may be a 2.5 WAR guy. So the drop-off isn't that steep when you bring him in off the bench or start him in place of someone else. And they believe that gives him a chance to stay in more games and win more games and be more competitive.
We're talking Minnesota Twins baseball with Lavelle Neal. What have been your impressions of Rocco Baldelli? I believe, am I right, that he's the youngest manager in the big leagues at this point? How do you think he handled – what did you see from him at camp that impressed you?
Well, it's a different approach. Rocco is 37 years old, but he sounds wiser than his age. He connects with different types of players. He definitely can relate a lot of guys because he's not that much older than him. And they've done a lot of different things differently in camp here. They have totally embraced analytics. So they've had all the bells and whistles out in the bullpen, the Rapsodo machine, the Edgertrout machine, measuring movement, measuring mechanics, and trying to get the most out of them that way. A lot of big emphasis on rest and recovery. You know, the days of guys showing up at 7:30 for extra work were over this year. Rocco ordered guys to get their sleep, His thing is, you know, who is able to be a peak performance at 7:30 in the morning, you know, get up in the morning, get your rest, get up, get something to eat. Let's get your work in. So they reported to camp later in the day, and they were done earlier in the day. They compacted their workouts. He gave veteran guys off. He pretty much let Nelson Cruz tell him when he was ready to start playing games so he can get a swing going. So it was received very well by the club. Big surprise there. As guys appreciated the fact that Rocco wants his team to be as fresh as possible. And that's just a tip of the iceberg as far as his communication with them. He wanted the relievers to know that, you know, in this day and age, he may need his closer in the seventh inning to put out the fire in a big situation. He may want to bring in his best reliever at the most critical time of the game, even if it's not the ninth inning. So he and the players seem to be on board with this switch approach to baseball. It's going to be a little bit different here. But so far, they go into the season fully embracing and buying into what Rocco's telling them. Let's just say that.
Final question for Lavelle Neal from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. We know the Indians have great starting pitching. We know the Twins are improved. What about the rest of the three teams in the division, the Royals, White Sox, and Tigers? Do you see any of them making a jump?
Maybe the White Sox, because some of their young talent is already getting some run, like Yoan Moncada and the shortstop Tim Anderson. And some other kids, Daniel Palka was claimed off waivers from the Twins, and he's been able to get some time there. And they got some young pitchers there. And, you know, Don Cooper's one of the best pitching coaches in the game. I could see the White Sox, you know, based on young talent, just being interesting. The Tigers want to rebuild, but they don't have the young players to build around. So that's going to be problematic for them. And it sounds like Michael Fulmer may need surgery. And that's going to knock him out of the lineup for a while. That's a big blow for them. And, you know, Kansas City is going to try to accentuate speed and defense. And, you know, I think that's going to get them so far with the players they have. It's pretty much Whit Merrifield's team right now and whatever pitching they can get. So they need time to regroup and maybe get some better, younger people on that roster as well. So, you know, I think it's Cleveland Indians, then a little drop off to the Twins. And there's a big drop off where, you know, the White Sox, Tigers, and Royals are all trying to figure out a path to relevancy.
Well, Lavelle, you've given us a comprehensive view of the Twins and the American League Central. We appreciate your time.
No problem. Glad to help.
All right. There's Lavelle Neal from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. As we continue to beat the drum of the Twins here on this
show.
Good
luck.
What do you mean, good luck?
Good luck.
I don't have a dog in this hunt.
You think you do.
I have expertise in the hunt.
You do. What do the Twins have? Because they've
got a better lineup than the Indians. Now, the pitching,
we'll see.
The pitching is a problem. I'm not saying the Twins have it beat. I'm just saying that I don't think there's a real good team in this division.
Well, the Indians are the only team with a chance to be that.
Yeah, but that outfield and that
outfield's
bullpen,
not that bad. Once they find out that Tyler Naquin's awful and get Carlos Gonzalez in there, we'll be fine.
I love your enthusiasm.
Thank you.
This will not exist a week or two into the season.
It barely exists now, but I'm putting on a brave. I was very angry yesterday.
Why?
Because Tyler Naquin's going to be the starting right fielder, and he's the worst
he's
player.
He's terrible.
He's the worst player I've ever seen in my life.
Who's your starting center field?
Leonis Martin.
He's not great. I left field?
Jake Bowers.
Can't play a lick out there.
Oh, please. He's fine.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's all I can say. All right. Jive Talk is next. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks for listening. This is The Drive on KFA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.